from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Lunchtime Confessions here on In The Loop. It's where we confess our sins and let them hang a little bit lower. We start with the OG John Lopez. Watch this.
These are my confessions. We've been talking about Ronald Blanco a lot today. And a lot of it, and they were talking about it yesterday on the broadcast as well, about him, the All-Star snub, and it would be a great story for the All-Star game and all that. I just got to admit, I said this probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and obviously, you know, I think he's the MVP, as we've been talking about, but I'm not surprised he didn't make the All-Star team. I'm really not. And not because of him and what he's done. It's just the way it is with the All-Star game, man. I mean, fans obviously weren't going to vote him in. And even in baseball, like, it seems like there's this, you got to wait your turn, you know, kind of thing going on. I wasn't surprised that Blanco didn't make the All-Star team.
Yeah, I respected the way they politicked for him yesterday between Joe Espada, Alex Bregman, Ty Callis did it on the broadcast. Yeah. I want to say Jeff Blum got in on it a little bit as well. Julia Morales on Twitter when it was first announced that, you know, Kyle Tucker had made it, but of course Ronald Blanco did not. You know, she politicked for him a little bit as well. Like, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're supposed to do. And I get it. I think I do like Ty Callis's point of, I think that baseball is missing on a good story,
yeah,
and all of that.
No,
like,
absolutely.
I think that's a fair point to make.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the issue with these All-Star games is that not everybody gets to make it.
Yeah.
There are perhaps more All-Star caliber players than there are All-Star spots.
Yeah.
So it is possible that, you know, between now and then, he does get named to the team if somebody drops
out. He absolutely deserves to be on it, and I am not surprised he didn't.
So I got power back.
Not a baby.
Last night, not at my own house, but at the girl's house.
Yeah.
And so I was able to mooch off of the Meyerland spot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it. But I've never felt so bougie. I've never felt so bougie. Like, I was having all of the first world feelings yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, man, in this parking garage, it used to be fans blowing and lights everywhere. I got to use my flashlight just to walk through the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at her crib before the power came on, I was still walking from room to room, hitting the light switch, expecting to turn on the lights. Like, that is the spoiled first world part of
all this. Yeah, when you got power. You got lights.
I never
ceiling
felt so
fans.
Bougie. I'm just like, yeah, of course we got power. Of course we got lights. Man, I took it for granted, man.
You do? We all do.
Absolutely took it for granted. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Now, this confession is really going to hurt me, man. This is a real confession.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've been going through Hurricane Beryl and all that. I've been down here for 8 years. And this is the first time I actually thought to myself, like, do I want to live here forever and keep going through this? This was tough, man. This, like, I wasn't really affected as hard, but yeah. I was thinking to myself, like, man, we just had some back in May.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. And this is the beginning of hurricane season.
Don't be embarrassed. And in fact, say it louder. Go ahead.
I love Houston. Mm-hmm. Houston is home for me. I'm never going back to Cleveland to live. But this is the first time I actually thought about, like, man, do I want to live here forever and keep going through this year by year by year by year?
Look, Figgy.
This was tough, man.
I'm glad you're saying that because you're not alone. There are a lot of people. Houston is very much a transplant city, and there are a lot of people that probably have shared that. And what the reason I'm glad you're saying that is because I want to say it loud and clear to our city and county leaders. Like, this is what's happening, man, because you're not prepared. Because everybody knows, and I went through this and kind of went on a rant, not kind of, in the first segment. It's not about, like, yes, there's hurricanes and yes, there's going to be a power outage. It's about being set up and planned enough to avoid that as much as possible.
It was an indictment.
Yeah.
Like, the last couple of days, no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't love this place no more than I do. No more, obviously, Lopez. You've spent a great deal of your life here.
The vast majority.
Raised your family, your children here, all of that. We live here. We love this place. The last couple of days was an indictment.
Yeah.
An indictment on this place.
County and city leaders.
I was sitting there talking to somebody like, man, is it a safe place somewhere in the U.S. where it don't have to keep going through this?
Yeah.
Like I understand, you know, stuff happens and, you know, you have to deal with it. But am I prepared to deal with it maybe 4 or 5 times a year?
Because you will.
It's tough, man. I love Houston, but this is tough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm going to get into this a little bit more with the internet going nuts. I'm kind of over Hawk to a Girl already. Usually they have a shelf life of...
Let her have her moment,
dude.
OG.
Dude.
Let her have her moment.
Like, I know, you was all about her.
I was all about it. That was hilarious. I said, go get your money. She is. She got 30 grand yesterday, man, just for going to some event in New York. She got like 50 grand in Vegas.
And Lopez had her doing porn. Said how long before she...
I know.
But, dude, unless she's bad with her money, and she's 21, I understand why. Yeah. I don't have a reason to believe one way or another that she is or not. Bad with her money.
Yeah.
But look, if she can go get 30 grand, 30 stacks for an appearance, she shouldn't have to resort to porn. I'm just making that. She shouldn't have to resort to porn. There should be enough money saved up.
Or only. Actually, she said she's never going to do OnlyFans. We'll see. But that's what she said. We'll see about that. But here's why I'm over her. Because I'm like, go get your money, man. You know, ride the wave. It's funny. It's cool. She seems like a fine person. Otherwise, you know, just having a good time. But the reason I'm over it, TMZ reported today that there is a reality show about her in the works or being discussed. Come on, man.
Well, I mean,
come on, man. Do we really need a Hawk to a Girl reality show?
Yeah, how interesting is she? Like, I understand she's Hawk to a Girl. I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
But is she interesting enough to carry an entire... to Come carry on, an entire man. Reality show?
You know the answer
if,
to
if
that.
She is, I'm down for it. Yeah. Like, I just don't know.
What's the hook?
Beyond the moment. Yeah, but, no, that same question.
Like, but see, the thing with reality shows, you don't really need, like, a hook to it, man. Like, to me, from the little videos I saw, she seemed super entertaining. And
yeah.
She seemed like, she kind of remind me of, like, she kind of give me a Honey Boo Boo feeling to it.
Yeah.
Where just super country.
But even the reality shows have some kind of hook. Like, I watch... You know the one with about the ships. You know the what is it? Below Deck.
Okay.
And the hook there is I want to see the ships. You know the dynamic there and all that. Like the Kardashians had a hook, as silly as it was.
Yeah.
Like name a reality Bachelorette.
Yeah, they all have a hook.
There's a hook.
They do have a hook.
There's like, a hook. Survivor. There's a hook.
MILF Manor. Right,
all
of them,
and so they want to do. They're talking
I love
about
New York
it.
Had a hook.
They all have a hook, but Hawk to a girl. Is spitting on that thing a hook?
I think the thing is
pause.
Yeah, I think the thing is like she just got like a certain type of energy, and like I don't know her personally, but maybe all they got to do is maybe kind of like a Robin. Remember their show Robin Big?
Mm-hmm.
Like I still don't know what that show was about. It seemed like they just did random stuff for fun and had a blast. I can see her doing stuff like that, maybe doing stuff she never did, and just putting a country twang to it.
Man, even, you know, the Hilton, Paris Hilton had where there was a hook.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's either like a dating factor or there's something. You remember, Figgy, do you remember Keisha Cole and her mom's their reality show? The hook to that one was... Look at how ghetto these folks is.
Yeah, Frankie, I think she was a crackhead.
She was indeed.
Yeah, it changed her life, and they was just doing random
That's
stuff.
A hook.
Yeah, crackhead produces R&B star.
Is this girl just going to be walking around, you know, like New Orleans and Las Vegas saying spit on that thing? Is that the hook?
I think.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stay tuned. So we were very serious a moment ago with Figgy's confession about, you know, how this whole barrel experience has made him feel. I have my confession is this is going to be a little bit more lighthearted, and it's because I just don't know. Like, I'm not an electrician. I'm just going to be honest on the front end. I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
But this has annoyed me. I understood when the lights were out. When we didn't have electricity and you pull up to the stoplight and the light is out.
Yeah.
And obviously we got to treat it like a four-way stop. Same is the case when it's the blinking light, when it's the red flashing light. Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand is what takes so long once the lights come back on to program the lights to not be flashing no more. I feel like this light down here on Westland.
Been flashing for a while.
Right when we turn has been flashing since I left yesterday. Like I left here yesterday right around the time the Astros game started.
Yeah.
So like around 7.
Yeah.
And the lights were flashing. When I pull up today at 9 in the morning, they still flashing.
Still flashing.
Like this is a first world type of complaint, but I don't understand. I get it. We gotta treat it like the four-way stop.
Yeah.
But what's taking so long?
It's a really good, I guess they gotta synchronize them and program them and all that stuff.
Get on that. Get on that, because that's impacting traffic, man. Get on that, right? Yeah. Like help me help y'all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't get it. Watch this.
So we kind of brung up Team USA a little earlier, the basketball squad, Kawhi Leonard not being part of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen the video that was kind of going viral of the whole team, and the discussion was about the NBA, how they lie about the heights.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How player heights. I got to confess, I thought it was so weird how they labeled Kevin Durant as 6'9".
Dude,
yeah, it's always been
so
a lie.
Weird
he's
to 6'11". Me.
6'11".
Dude,
taller than that.
He might be 7 foot.
They showed the whole team. He was in the back. He was standing neck to neck with Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's 6'9".
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron is. And the same thing with LeBron. They label LeBron as 6'8", but this dude is like 6'9", man.
Yeah,
listen.
Like I just don't understand. I never understand.
He's
like,
not 6'9".
Look, I understand. People like Allen Iverson, the shorter guys, they try to bump them up a little bit.
Get higher, but shorter?
Yeah, what? Like, what's the shame in being 6'11 if you're Kevin Durant?
Yeah. I think it's because he doesn't want to be considered like a big man.
Yeah, he wants to be he wants to be thought of as a guard. Mm-hmm. Would he ever been a 7 foot? Listen, I watched the 2018 conference finals from the nosebleeds at Toyota Center.
Yeah.
And that was my first time seeing Kevin Durant in person, I think since college. But my first time seeing him in person, definitely in the NBA.
Yeah.
That was obviously Wembanyama has come since, but that was the tallest man I've seen dribble the basketball that much.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
I've never seen somebody that tall dribble that much.
Yeah.
Like, he is every bit of 6'11", 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
100%.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He is John Lopez. I am Brandon Scott. Figgy Fig rolling along with us. That is Lunchtime Confessions. Coming up next, the most important Texan between these two. Lopez and I look at it a little bit differently. That's coming up next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.